in Christians awake, your voice is all united. Send for the gospel, break the chains of sin. All power is given unto me. All power is given unto me. Go ye into all the world.
Lokuthi ngibingelele nonke egameni leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu. I'd also like to use the opportunity to thank you that I can address you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kuyintokozo yami namhlanje ukuthi nami ngibe khona kulomcimbi omkhulu kangaka.
What a privilege for me to be at this wonderful conference.
Ngedlulisa ukubonga nokusithoba kubaphathi bakwasiza abantu mission abahleli bomcimbi kanye nezikhulumi ezinye esezidlulile phambi kwami.
And I'd like to thank the mission management for arranging this and also to the other speakers who have spoken before me.
Ngicinike ngokubingelela ke wonke umlobokazi wewundlu okhona phakathi kwethu kulesi.
And I want to greet the bride of Christ in our midst.
Ngokwesiko lakithi kwaZulu kuye kuthi uma abanomzane bonke sebedlile baqeda basutha bese ke sekudedelwa ingane ukuthi zizoshanyela.
Usually according to our custom, if the men and have had the meal and they're satisfied and then the children are just busy doing their things,
ukuthi ke mase beqedileke abantu abadala bese ke iy'ngane ziza ke sizizoqedela icethe esalile.
The children come afterwards. You know, when the elder people have had their meal and they're satisfied, the children will come and they'll finish off the rest that's there and come and enjoy the leftovers.
Ngizizwa nginjalo-ke nami njengoba ngimela.
And I feel like that as I'm standing here.
Ingqwele esezikhulumile phambi kwami ziyibeke yacaca indaba, mina sengizothinta nje lapha nalapha njengomfana umese ethatha izicethe eqedela zona.
The speakers before me have spoken eloquently, they've really touched on the topic and they've expounded on it, and now I'm just coming and just, so to say, just finishing off the leftovers. I feel like a young boy that's doing that.
Kuningi-ke sesikufundisiwe maqondana nesihloko esicashunwe evangelini ngokaJohane isahluko 20 verse 21.
We have heard much of the theme from John chapter 20 verse 21.
Lawa amazwi okuqala ngqa inkosi uJesu ewakhulumayo emveni kokuba evukile kwabafileyo.
Those were the very first words the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples after he had risen from the dead.
Lamazwi wakhulumi ezixukwini ezazijwayele ukumlandela njalo umeshumayela.
And these words he didn't say to the crowds who usually followed him.
Lamazwi futhi akawakhulumanga eqhuba umsebenzi wakhe ayejwayele ukwenza ukuphuma engene eshumayela.
And he didn't speak those words on his usual preaching trips where he would go out and preach.
Kodwa amazwi lawa awakhuluma okokuqala ngqa ehlangana nabafundi bakhe emveni kokuba evukile kwabafileyo.
And these were the very first words that he spoke to his disciples after he had risen from the dead and he saw them again.
Wabakhombisa amanxeba ayisezandleni zakhe, wabakhombisa inxeba elasohlangothini.
He showed them the prints of the nails on his hands and also the wound in his side.
These kwenzile lokho.
After he had done that,
wakhuluma lamazwi akuJohane 20 verse 21.
He then spoke these words that we hear in John 20 verse 21.
Wathi njengokuba ubaba engithumile mina.
He said, as the Father has sent me,
nami futhi ngiyanithuma.
Even so, I am sending you.
Kusihlwa ngomsombuluko ubaba uStekeni wasifundisa kuMateyu 28 verse 20.
And the evening of Monday, Reverend Stegen taught us from Matthew chapter 28.
Ukuthi uJesu ngaphambi ukuthi enyukele ezulwini wabanikeza umyalezo abafundi bakhe bokuthi bahambe bayezizweni zonke bese beyafundisa ukugcina imithetho yonke uJesu Kristu abafundise yona.
That Jesus sent his disciples to go out into the world and to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that which he had commanded them.
Walicizelela ligama lokuthi wayebafundisa ukuthi bagcine lokho uJesu Kristu abafundise kona.
And he emphasized that they had to teach them to keep that which he had commanded them.
Bashumayele ivangeli ukuthi labo abaphendukayo ezonweni zabo bababhabhadise. Kodwa okulandela lapho ukuthi bafundiswe ukugcina konke uJesu Kristu abafundise kona.
Yes, they had to make disciples, and then after they had repented from their sin, baptize them. But the most important part was after that, that they had to teach them to keep what he had commanded them.
Wazothi ubaba uKhenwe Nombatha izolo wasitshela ukuthi ibandla njengoba uJesu ethi uyalithuma nje kunomlayezo ospecific okufuneka bahambe bewushumayela.
And then Kenan Mbata yesterday continued on that theme and saying that the church is a sent church, and he went into more specifically what the church is sent for.
Wathi umlayezo abathunyezwe wona umlayezo wezindaba ezinhle.
That they have been given this message of the good news.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu owayekade oniwe ethukuthele ngenxa yezono zabantu, kodwa uNkulunkulu selidalile icebo lokuthi baphinde bakhumelane umlotha nomuntu.
That God, who was wrathful concerning the sin of man, that God had made a way for them to be reconciled unto him.
Wayesethi ke ubaba uMbatha khona abathunyiweyo abakhethiwe uNkulunkulu bahambise lo mlayezo.
And then Reverend Mbatha said, there are those who've been chosen to go and to take this message of salvation out to mankind.
Lo mlayezo akuwona osopolitiki, lo mlayezo akuwona omabhizinisi, lo mlayezo akuwona omamuslim, lo mlayezo umlobokazi weNkosi uJesu Kristu othengiwe ngegazi lakhe elinqabuleyo.
It's not a message of politics, a political message, or it's not about business, about making money. It's not about anything else, but that there is the bride of Christ that must be saved and must be purified.
Siqedukuzwa manje ubaba umfundisi uNzima ekhuluma ngokuthi lo mlayezo kunomuntu othumayo kunabantu futhi abathunyiwe.
And then we also heard from Reverend Zima about that message with which we've been sent to take out to people.
Iqhaza lami ke kulentambama ukuthi ake sibheke ezwini lenkosi ukuthi yini ewumongo walomlayezo.
Now my task is this, that we look at this message and we see what is the crux of this message that we have been given that we have to spread and pass on to the people.
Mningi imlayezo esizwayo.
There are so many messages and voices that we hear.
Mhlambe kusene namhlanje kunemlayezo oyitholile.
Maybe even this morning you received a particular message.
Nomlayezo wendaba ezinhle zokusindiswa enkosini uJesu Kristu wehluke ngani kweminye imlayezo enkentezayo ezindlebeni zethu.
Now this wonderful message of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, what makes it unique and to be different to all the other messages which resound in our ears?
Yindaba ibandla kufuneka liyeke yonke eminye imlayezo kodwa ligxile kulomlayezo ukuthi uNkulunkulu lenzile icebo lokuthi abuyisane nomuntu ngokufa nangokuvuka kwenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
What is it and why is it that the church should ignore all the other messages and focus on this message, this wonderful message that God has made a way for man to be reconciled to him through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ukuphendula lo mbuzo ngicela sivulene amaBhayibheli wethu encwadini yomphostoli uPawule kwabaseKorinte bokuqala.
Now to answer that question, I'd like us to open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians and the first chapter.
Ngizofunda kusukela kuverse 18 kuze kuyogcina kuverse 31.
And I'll read from verse 18 to 21.
31,
sorry.
Ngokuba izwi lesiphambano kwababhubhayo lingubula.
For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing.
Ngepha kuthina esisindiswayo lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Ngokuba kulotshiwe ukuthi,
for it is written,
ngiyachitha ukuhlakanipha kwabahlakaniphileyo.
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
Nokuqonda kwabaqondileyo ngikwenze ize.
And the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.
Siphi isazi na, uphi umbhali na, uphi umphikisi walesisikhathi na?
Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age?
UNkulunkulu kakwenzanga kube yize ukuhlanipha kwalelizwe na?
Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world?
Njengokuba njengalokhu ekuhlakanipheni kaNkulunkulu izwe alimazanga ngokuhlakanipha kwalo.
For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom.
Kwaba kuhle uNkulunkulu ukusindisa abakholwayo ngobula bentshumayelo.
It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
Ngokuba abaJuda babiza izibonakaliso namaGreek afuna ukuhlakanipha.
For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom.
Kepha thina sishumayela uKristu obethelwe esiphambanweni.
But we preach Christ crucified.
Isikhubekiso kumaJuda ubuwula kubo abezizwe.
A stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles.
Kepha kubo ababiziweyo amaJuda namaGreek sishumayela uKristu.
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, we preach Christ.
Amandla kaNkulunkulu nokuhlakanipha kaNkulunkulu.
The power of God and the wisdom of God.
Ngokuba ubula bukaNkulunkulu buhlakaniphile kunabantu.
For the foolishness of God is wiser than men.
Nobuthakathaka bukaNkulunkulu bunamandla kunabantu.
And the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Ngokuba bhekani ukubizwa kwenu bazalwane.
For consider your calling, brothers.
Kababaningi abahlakaniphileyo ngokwenyama.
Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards.
Kababaningi abanamandla, kababaningi abayizikhulu.
Not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth.
Kodwa izinto ezobula zezwe uNkulunkulu zikhethile ukuba ajabhise abahlakaniphileyo.
But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise.
Nezinto ezibuthakathaka zezwe uNkulunkulu ukhethile ukuba ajabhise izinto ezinamandla.
God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
Nezinto eziphansi zezwe nezinto ezidaliweyo uNkulunkulu.
God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not.
Wazikhetha nezinto ezingekho ukuba achithe zikhona.
To bring to nothing things that are.
Kuze kungabikho nyama ezibongayo phambi kaNkulunkulu.
So that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
Ngepha ngaye nikuJesu Kristu owenzelwe thina ukuhlakanipha okuvela kuNkulunkulu.
And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God.
Nokulunga kanye nokungcweliswa nokuhlengwa.
Righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
Ukuze kuthi njengokulotshiweyo.
So that as it is written,
ozibongayo,
that the one who boasts,
akazibonge enkosini,
boast in the Lord.
Yizwi lenkosi leli bazalwane.
Brethren, this is God's word.
Sibuza ke umbuzo ukuthi lo mlayezo wendaba ezinhle uJesu athume ibandla yini ekulomlayezo ewumongo nomsoco.
So the question is, what is the crux of the message with which Christ has sent us into the world?
Yini okungafanele siyishiye mangabe sishumayela lo mlayezo wendaba ezinhle?
When we preach this message, what dare we not exclude?
UPawuli uthi kuverse 18 kufuneka singalishiyi izwi lesiphambano.
And in chapter 1, verse 18, here in 1 Corinthians, Paul says that we dare not leave out the cross. We need to call people to repentance from their sin. We need to proclaim to people there's only one way in which they can be cleansed from their sin. The Bible says, what can cleanse my, there's a song that says, what can cleanse my body? And then the answer comes, it is the blood of Jesus Christ. And then Paul says, when we proclaim and we shout out the message of salvation, we dare not leave out the cross. We need to uplift the priority of the cross in our message. That is the reason why we can be saved, why we can be cleansed of our sin. Because of the cross.
It's everywhere.
When you go in our country, move about in our country, you meet up with a cross everywhere. There on church buildings, you see the symbol of the cross. At the pulpits, even this very one, there's a symbol of the cross. And others wear a crucifix with a symbol of the cross. And on different books that are published and different publications and documents, church certificates of baptism, it's in confirmation, etc. On all those, you find the cross. And then you also have the clerical garments of ministers and so on. They also have the symbol of the cross. And then in the Zionist church, there are many that have the cross and they carry and walk around with the cross. Some even make a tattoo on their body in the shape of a cross. And also at funerals with a coffin, sometimes the symbol of the cross is made. And even sangomas use the cross. They say, no, we've come to the home, we've come to heal. And there are certain things which these sangomas do, and they are hidden, they are occult. And then they will even cut the body of the person, and they'll rub in some muti, some medicine, and they'll do it in places and areas where you can hide it on your body. And then they'll also put some fetishes up in different parts of the house, in certain corners where they are hidden, supposedly to protect that house. But one thing which the sangoma will not hide when they leave from that house where they've come to do their healing.
Sithatha insizi emnyama sihambe sigcoba ezivalweni zendlu insi isiphambano lapho sizobona khona yona wonke umuntu.
That sangoma will take some writing instrument, a pencil or something else that will make black marks, and they all over they'll draw the cross on that house.
Kodwa okudumazayo ukuthi nakuba isiphambano siyinsada ngaleyo ndlela, okudumazayo ukuthi mawuze epulpiti isonto ngesonto umlayezo wesiphambano senkosi uJesu Kristu awuzwakali.
But it is so sad that although the cross is so rife and the symbol of the cross is to be seen everywhere, but on Sundays when the message is preached from the pulpit, the cross is sadly missing.
Esikhundleni sokuthi uzwe isizwe lesiphambano shunyayelwa, iindaba ezinhle zevangeli lesiphambano sesishintshaniswe nevangeli lokuceba.
Now, instead of the cross being proclaimed and the cross being foremost in the message, it is the message of health and wealth that is proclaimed.
Esikhundleni sokuthi izwi lesiphambano sishunyayelwe iviki neviki, izwi lokuzidela esikhundleni saloko, izwi elizwakalayo izwi lokuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi uphile kamnandi.
Instead of the message of the cross being heard every Sunday from our pulpits, and that message of self-denial and carrying the cross, we hear that God wants you to live such a wonderful life.
Ukuzwayo iviki neviki neviki, it's your best life now, instead of the message of the cross.
Isonto nesonto kuzoshunyayelwa ukuthi hayi phila kamnandi, thokozela impilo njengamanje kulolu suku, kunokuba kuzokala umbiko wesiphambano.
Kule sikubonayo kule ncwadi kaPaul wabaseKorinte bokuqala, isahluko 1 verse 18, uthi into okufanele ibe umongo, into okufanele ibe ungqaphambili emlayezweni weindaba ezinhle, kufanele kube yizwi lesiphambano.
But what we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 from the apostle Paul is that the cross should be first and foremost in our message that we preach. It should be our priority.
Ingakho umphostoli uPauli uqobo lwakhe kwabaseKorinte bokuqala ivesi isahluko sesibili ivesi lesibili uthi ngokuba nganquma ukuthi angiyikwazi okunye phakathi kwenu kuphela uJesu Kristu lowo owabethelwa isiphambanweni.
And that is why the apostle Paul himself says in the same book letter in chapter 2, he says, when I came to you brothers, I decided to know nothing else amongst you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
UPaul futhi umekhuluma nebandla laseGalatia. Uyatshela ibandla laseGalatia uthi kwabaseGalatia 6 verse 14, uthi kepha kimi makungabikho nakanye ukuzibonga kuphela ngesiphambano senkosi yethu uJesu Kristu okubethwele ngaye izwe kimi nami kulo izwe.
And to the Galatians he wrote in chapter 6 verse 14, but far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
Ziningi bazalwane incwadi esingazifunda ngababhali beTestament elisha beqinisa ukuthi into ewungqaphambili kubona isiphambano senkosi uJesu Kristu.
And so we can read many more passages and excerpts from the New Testament where those gospel writers and the writers of those letters show to us that the cross was the priority to them.
Kanjalo nencwadi masubheke emlandweni webandla sinencwadi esizifundayo ezikhuluma ngaso futhi isiphambano senkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
And then also in our Christian heritage there are books that have been written about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then sermons and messages that have survived the test of times, thousands of them that are about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there are many hymns that are concerning the cross and that focus on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one that says, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, that because a dear Lord of mine was crucified on that cross. So if that message is so prominent in all other areas, why then is it sorely lacking from the pulpit?
Paul is telling us here, kwabase Korinte bokuqala, incwadi lengiyifundile kuverse 18, uthi ngokuba izwi lesiphambano kwababhubhayo lingubula.
Now there, where we read from in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, Paul says, the word of the cross is folly, it's foolishness to those who are perishing.
Izwi lesiphambano likubula, liliubula kwababhubhayo.
It is foolishness to those who are perishing. It makes no sense to those who have no fellowship with God. It is folly. It makes no sense to those who have no fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. It is folly to those who love their sin rather than loving our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is folly to those who are dead in their sin, who require the Holy Spirit to come and raise them up from their grave of sin. And he says, that is what makes this message of the cross to have no effect on those people, because it is folly to them.
To
them, when they see Jesus Christ hanging on the cross, nailed to that cross, to them, it's a symbol and a sign of defeat. And when they look at us, we who rely and trust in this Lord who was crucified, they also see folly and foolishness, and it makes no sense to them. Paul says that is the first reason why this message of the cross is unacceptable to many, because it is folly, it's foolishness. But then he continues, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, yet to those who are perishing, it is folly. Do you see the difference, brethren?
Izwi le evangeli, izwi lesiphambano, elimsindisayo umuntu inhliziyo yakhe esishintshiwe liveza amandla kaNkulunkulu kodwa kobhubhayo izwi elifanayo liba ubuhula lingabinawo umphumela kweyakhe impilo.
To the one who is saved from his sin, the message of the cross is the power of God because he's been rescued and delivered from his sin. And yet to the other one who's perishing, it's just foolishness.
Lafika lelizwi lesiphambano lishunyayelwe kumuntu kubantu ababili kodwa lelizwi kobhubhayo lingene ngapha liphume ngapha kuthi kwasindiswayo bese liveza amandla nenhlakanipho kaNkulunkulu.
The same message of the cross can be preached to two people. To the one, it goes in the one ear, out the other ear. It's utter nonsense. And to the other one who listens, it is the power of God.
Yini phela umlayezo esiwaziyo ukuthi uamandla kaNkulunkulu okusindisa ungezwakala emapulpiti.
And what makes it to be the power of God?
Yingani lo mlayezo uPaul athi unamandla okusindisa ungezwakala emapulpiti iviki neviki?
Or why is this message, which Paul says is the power of God, why is this message not heard from the pulpit?
Kungani esikhundleni kwasobe kwalomlayezo osindisayo ongamandla kaNkulunkulu sithembisa abantu ama BMW?
Why instead of proclaiming this message of the power of God are we promising people BMWs?
Kungani lomlayezo onamandla kangaka okusindisa abantu esikhundleni sawo sithembisa abantu ukuthi baphile kahle bese la emhlabeni?
Why instead of this powerful message of the cross, the message of the power of the cross, do we tell people about health, wealth and prosperity?
Kungani lo mlayezo okuyiwona uNkulunkulu awusebenzisayo uguqula izimpilo zabantu? Kuyiwona futhi lo mlayezo singafuni ukuthi uzwakale epulpit isonto nesonto.
This is the very message of God, the power of God that can transform lives, but we do not proclaim it. So what message are we proclaiming?
Njengoba ubaba emthumile uJesu Kristu nathi sathunywa sinomunye umlayezo ongcono kunalomlayezo uJesu sithume wona.
Just as the Father has sent the Lord Jesus, we have been sent. Do we think and believe we have got a better message than the one he was given?
Ukhona yini umlayezo ongcono kunezwi lesiphambano?
Is there any message that supersedes the message of the cross?
Ukhona yini umlayezo ongcono nokuthi kwathi uNkulunkulu eselithandile izwe kangaka wathumela indodana yakhe ukuba yilona naloyo okholwa yiyo angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila okuphakade?
Is there any better message than that one, that God has sent his only begotten son so that whoever should believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life?
Ukhona umlayezo ongcono nokuthi kwathi thina sesayizona singakaphenduka ezonweni zethu kodwa uNkulunkulu ngokusithanda kwakhe wathumela indodana yakhe uJesu Kristu ukuthi azosifela siseyizoni?
Is there any better message than the one that God demonstrates his love to us in this, that whilst we were yet sinners, God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sin?
Ukhona yini bazalwana umlayezo ongcono nokuthi zonke izono zethu, izono zokwenza, izono zokungenzi, izono zokucabanga, zonke izono zethu esizenza izolo nanamhlanje nesono sokugcina engiyosenza ngosuku lokufa kwami, zonke lezo zono esiphambanweni zabethelwa kuJesu Kristu?
Is there any better message that our sins, all our sins of commission and omission and sins of thought that we have committed in the past, in the present, in the future have all been nailed together with Christ on the cross?
Yini umlayezo wesiphambano ungezwakala emapulpiti?
Why is that message of the cross not heard from the pulpit?
IBhayibheli mangilifunda.
When I read the Bible,
lithe zulwini umisono esodwa siphenduka kuba nenhlokomo phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu ebukhosini.
It says that when one sinner repents, there is rejoicing in heaven.
Angaze ngihlangane levesi lithe zulwini uma isoni siphuma ne BMW entsha kwidila kuba nenhlokomo ezulwini.
I never heard or read one verse from the Bible where it says if a sinner gets a BMW and drives a brand new BMW out from the dealer's garage that there's rejoicing in heaven. I've never heard or read that if a sinner moves into a new mansion of a house, that there's rejoicing in heaven. I haven't even heard or read that if a person who was ill unto death is healed from that disease, that there is rejoicing in heaven. But what I read in the Bible, that if one sinner repents from his or her sin, repenting from their sin, turning to the Lord Jesus, refusing Satan, rejecting Satan, turning away from him, and following Jesus. And with the faith of a child, come and put their sin at the foot of the cross. The Bible says there is rejoicing in heaven. Why is that message silent from the cross? From the pulpit. What other hope do we have that a person can receive forgiveness from God? Is there any other hope that we have that will save that person on his way to perdition, to destruction, to turn him around and lead him to the way everlasting? What other message of hope can we bring to the sinner? A sinner such as I, who believed in worshipping the ancestral spirits, and where that message infiltrates and penetrates that person and changes their whole being and turns them to Christ. What other message of hope can we bring to the one who is in their shack, their run-down shack, in poverty, and yet they can say, I'm rich in Christ? And where that person can have that hope that when they lie on their deathbed, they say, I can see my Lord coming to fetch me.
Ukhona yini bazalwane onomlayezo ongcono wokuthi njengo Stefano kwathi bemkhanda ngamatshe wavuleka izulu wakhuluma amazwi unnatural ukuthi umuntu akhulume wathi baba bathethelele ngoba wathi baba bathethe bangababaleli bona ke sona.
And what other message can we bring that will bring this about, that Stephen, while he was being stoned and he was dying, that he saw heaven opened and he could cry out and pray and say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
And
what other message can you bring? What other book or letter can you give to a person that when they read it, it enters their life and it transforms them into a new creation? Brethren, there is none other but the message of the cross. And that is the message with which you and I have been sent.
And
when Reverend Stegan said on Monday evening, go out into all the world and make disciples of all nations, this is the message that we have been given, that we must take out to them, the message of the cross. And through this message, the congregation and the church will be alive. And each and every believer, it is sufficient for them to live by it. And this message is not for a particular denomination. It's a message for all denominations. And it's not meant to save only certain elite people.
It's
for everyone. Here I am from the Zionist Church, but I heard this message of salvation, of the cross. I received it. I repented from my sin, and I followed Jesus. And here I stand today. If I had been preached the message of health, wealth, and prosperity, I may have had some BMWs today. I may have had my mansion or the house, but with all of that, I would be on my way to destruction.
Once was lost, but now I have been found.
And through this word of the cross, nami ngingakusho ukuthi ngake ngaba umuntu odukile kodwa ngatholakala ngasindiswa.
Ngakho mzalwane, mfundisi, khokheli, teacher ka Sunday school, une message wenikezwe yona.
So, dear preacher, dear lady who leads the prayer group, you Sunday school teacher, whoever you may be, you have been given and you've been entrusted with a message. The message that Jesus came to give people their BMWs is not a message from this word.
And
the message that says that we need other mediators that will intervene, to whom we should pray. By praying to God, we have to pray to those people. That message is not from the word of God. God's word says we've got one mediator, and that is the man, Jesus Christ. As the Father has sent me, so send I you.
So, mzalwane wami, preach the cross.
Dear brother, shumayela isiphambano.
Leave the cross.
Pile isiphambano.
And be willing to die for the cross of Jesus Christ.
Ulungele ukufela isiphambano.
Ngelinye ilanga.
One day.
Ngoba ngelinye ilanga bezalwane.
Because brethren, one day.
Wena nethuba lokuma iviki neviki phambi kwabantu.
You have the privilege to stand week by week in front of your congregation. At a wedding. At funerals. You have the opportunity to preach the message of the cross. If you waste your time to preach health, wealth, prosperity, about getting rich, about living long, etc., one day you'll be required to give an account of every opportunity that you have wasted. And
it
will be said, but preacher, every week, every Sunday, and there at funerals and weddings, you are preaching that God wants to give us BMWs. And you said God desires of us that we shouldn't be sick, we should live long. Now we're on our way to hell.
You'll have to give account for each and every one of those souls.
You'll be required to give an account of all those opportunities you had where you replaced the message of the cross with another more convenient and according to you more attractive gospel where you presented other things to the congregation. May God have mercy on you and on me. And I await that day when I'll have to appear before the judgment seat of God. I want to stand there and I would like to hear those words which I believe each and everyone longs to hear.
Well done, good and faithful servant.
Because
you preach the cross. You preach the cross. At the funerals. At the weddings. Walpila. And you lived it. And you were willing to die for it. Preach the cross. Preach the cross.
May I close with this? Our country has an electricity crisis. And when you go through our country, you see electricity poles and cables.
And you'll
even go and you buy your prepaid electricity. You've got that box there where you put in your electricity, a value that you've bought. And then you can see, no, you've got some, it's registering there.
But
because there's a problem where the electricity is being produced and generated, those places, they have a problem. So you end up having all these poles, all this infrastructure, so many units, and it's useless. And there are lights. You've got lights fixed in your house and at the roads there's street lamps, but it's dark because there's no power that's been generated.
And
you drive in the city, there are robots, those traffic lights, but they're not working because there's no electricity. And so it is in the world in which we live.
The word of the Lord is like an electricity infrastructure.
The word of God is like that electricity infrastructure. Because you find churches everywhere, almost on every street corner, you'll find a church. And you find that God's word is even opened there every week. But because of the cross of Christ not being preached, it's pitch black dark. Because of the cross of Christ not being preached, people live in sin right there in the church. The preachers, they get money from the congregation and they use up money. And the ministers, it is they that have relationships and make girls pregnant in the congregation. That's our problem. Why? Because here is the light that should expel the darkness. Why are people busy with sin while we have the light? Because of the cross of Christ, that is no longer the priority. May God help me, may He help you. That we'll cling onto the old rugged cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we pray, I would like the choir to sing after that song. After that.
Yeah.
Shall we pray?
Baba wethu sezulwini siyabonga ukuthi awuzange usishiye sididekile.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you have not left us confused.
Uthema wenyukela ezulwini walishiya ibandla nomlayezo wendaba ezinhle, indaba ezinhle esigcile siphambanweni senkosi uJesu Kristu.
Before you ascended into heaven, you left the church with this message of salvation of the cross. Lord, would you please help each and every one of us that this word and message of the cross, which is folly to those who are perishing, but which is the power of God for us who are being saved, that we may preach it, that we'd live it,
and be willing to die if you call us to do so.
Futhi Nkosi silungele ukukufela uma ngabe usibizela kukho.
Sikhuleka lokho egameni leNkosi Jesu. Amen.
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Awu bengicela makwenzeka ngingaphoxi ke siliculeni leli culo.
So can we sing this song together if you do not mind?